The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you. Are you ready? Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number two, live here from Prime Social, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first hour, you missed Cody Stoops, because AJ was playing poker until he bubbled.
Yeah.
281 says, you hate someone for calling with a better hand. Must have had a good read on AJ. No, it was just a calling station, from what I understand.
He's just a really aggressive dude. I mean, yeah. I mean.
And I knew, that's I a knew very, by the way, that's a very simplistic way of thinking about it when it's pocket eights to say, oh, he called with a better hand. Poker's a little bit more involved than that, sir. I can tell you how I would have played it in that situation on the bubble. I wouldn't have raised with him, actually. I would have just flat called whatever the blind was to try to see a cheap flop.
It's probably what I should have done. There is.
I'm not going to be aggressive with a middle pair.
I was third stack in the tournament too. Third out of 11.
Yeah, then there's no reason to even. I might have even folded the damn hand, to be honest with you.
I think my problem is when those blind, like, because we're playing six handed or five handed over here.
Yeah.
And when blinds are, you know, 7-14. It comes around fast, you know. It starts to eat at you. But, I mean, I guess with the third stack, I need to realize that it's eating at everybody.
Yeah, and it's eating the smaller stacks faster than it is you.
Yeah.
And in that situation, when you know there's going to be a chop with one more person, you're not trying to win the tournament. You know, you're not making a play to try to win there. You're just trying to survive with that stack.
What they do is everybody throws in enough money to make sure 8, 9, 10 get 100 bucks each. And then 1 through 7 get paid. Like, they chop up the pot.
Right.
Which is 9,500.
Yeah, that's a good,
it's a good,
especially with
a
third stack, you're looking at about a grand probably. Yeah, I'm not even sure I want to be involved with that hand in that situation.
Well, thanks, Fred. You should have told me that before.
Well, if you'd asked me before. But that's the thing, though. I mean, the aggressive play works great, but it's one of those things where you have to sort of shift what you're doing. If you're playing this to win the thing,
right?
Absolutely. I might have shoved over the top of him with him pre-flop. But if you're playing to get to the 10 people to chop, there's no reason to get involved with that hand.
Yeah.
So that's all right.
Well, sometimes you learn.
I thought you learned with the ace-king, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But no, I mean,
I get overly aggressive when I'm a big stack, which is problematic.
Well,
And no, it's not. That's why it works so well for you in Vegas, because you wind up winning tournaments.
Yeah.
The problem is here you're not trying to win.
I'm just trying to get to the final
You're
seven.
Just trying to, and so there's no reason to get yourself into those situations there, especially with bigger stacks. That's the other thing. If somebody's got a bigger stack than you, make sure you got aces or kings, you know,
right,
before you get too
well,
deep.
Well, that's the other thing that happened was I got moved to that table.
Yeah.
So I didn't know any of the guys. I knew one guy at the table from earlier, but mm-hmm. everybody else I was going in blind on.
Yeah, I would just it's just a different mindset to try to get in the top 10 as opposed to try to win. That's all.
Well, here's the other thing. You tell me if maybe this changes your mind. He went all in two hands before that, got a call. He had pocket threes. The guy who called had pocket twos. Mm. If you see a guy playing that aggressively, don't you kind of want to go at it?
You do, but I want to go at it with better than sevens.
Yeah.
Because he's got a bigger stack than me, and I'm trying to survive, not, you know, get all the chips right then and there.
No, you're right.
So, yeah, it doesn't really change my opinion. Hey, let's go through the NFL games.
Let's do it.
And we'll start with the London game. Chargers minus 6.5 against Titans. I'm always worried about these trips to London, especially for West Coast teams.
Well,
I love the Chargers here.
I like the Chargers too, but I'm concerned about travel. And it's not because they're going from the West Coast to London. They actually stayed in Cleveland. So they've been in Cleveland all week, which I don't know how much that throws off your routine. I mean, I would imagine greatly.
I think I'd be depressed being in Cleveland for a week instead of San Diego.
Yeah, so or in L.A.
I'll never get them out of San Diego.
No, you won't.
No matter how much I want to. They're always going to be San Diego to me.
What I can't do is play the Titans, really at any number right now. So it's Chargers or pass for me. And if it's under 7, it might be Chargers.
All right. Patriots minus 2.5 at Bear. I love the Patriots.
Just I like, do too.
These are my two favorite games, Chargers and Patriots right here.
It feels like such a sucker play. But I can't get away from it. I love the Patriots here. I think that I don't. And Khalil Mack is questionable. What have we seen from the Bears to make us think that they're the kind of team that's gonna beat the Patriots?
Apparently, they're talking about you over there.
I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, they were angrily gesturing towards you, so I'm not sure what's going on. All right. Buccaneers minus 3.5 versus Browns. This is not a play for me, but no idea what's going on. Oh, boy. Oh, he's trying to get his bounty paid off. That's what it is. So, all right, we move on.
Sorry.
Buccaneers minus.
They're fighting over the $100 that they got for knocking me out.
Yeah. Buccaneers minus 3.5 against the Browns. No play for me, but if I were going to play, I'd take the Browns here.
I would take the Browns too, but I'm not going to play it. I don't get the Tampa Bay thing, although Jameis looked pretty good last week. Maybe they're offensively they're pretty good.
Yeah, but against an awful, awful defense.
And when you're Cleveland and you're giving up your starting running back for a fifth-round pick, how much motivation does that team have?
Does that mean Chubb is going to get more carries?
He has to.
Yeah.
But
maybe they think he's ready. But
I mean, what are they 2-3-1?
Yeah,
I mean, it just seems like an early time to just give up. And Chubb might be good eventually, but right now, I mean, I don't think there's much question that Carlos Hyde is their number one back.
Yeah, they're still the Browns are going to suck.
Yeah, you're right.
Lions minus 3 at Dolphin.
I love the Lions here. I don't like it so much at 3. I liked it earlier at 1, 1.5. But I mean, I guess in anything 3 or less is probably a play for me.
Yeah,
you're talking about Osweiler again.
I think Osweiler, you got all you were going to get out of him last week. It ain't happening again. Eagles minus 5 now against Panther.
I love the Eagles here. I think the Eagles are starting to get right. I still don't have a great feel for what the Panthers are, but I'm pretty sure the Eagles are getting good. So
the Panthers are a better Brown is what they are.
Yeah.
They keep the score low, and they win some games, but – and they usually win them when I think they're not going to cover.
Right.
Like this one, I'm kind of with you on the Eagles. So, all right, Bills plus 7.5 at Colts. I may actually be playing Buffalo here. I like Derek Anderson starting.
I do
too.
This
is a huge upgrade at quarterback.
I think it is too, but I'm not willing to bet on the Bills. I do think it's the only side you can bet right now. The Colts defensively are just horrible.
Yeah,
but
they're untrustworthy.
But the Colts are going to put up points. They put up points on everybody. That offense is for real. Even without, I mean, without T.Y. Hilton, they don't.
He should play this week.
Yeah, but I'm saying that they haven't had T.Y. Hilton. They haven't had a reasonable running back all year. It hasn't mattered. They're putting up points, which scares me off of the game a little bit. But I think it's Bills or pass.
Chiefs minus six against the Bengals as your Sunday night football game.
Again, it feels like just such a sucker side. But
it does, because I think, especially at home, I think the Chiefs house them.
I think the Chiefs boat race them. But yeah. I think more of my investment in that game will be on over 58.
Yeah, I don't know that you can set a number on a Chiefs game right now that I'm not going to take the over on.
Well, and the Bengals offense is pretty good, too.
Yeah. Well, and the Chiefs defense is so bad.
Right.
But, yeah, I do think the Chiefs win this one pretty easily. Vikings minus 3.5 at Jets. I'll tell you what, I like the Vikings here, but I'm done betting against the Jets.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. I don't like that this line's moved from 3 to 3.5. It's a stay away game for me because I don't want to bet against Minnesota because I think they're a better team, but the hook will keep me off of them.
Texans plus 4.5 at Jaguar.
I like the Jags here. You can't bet on the Texans right now.
No, you can't, but I can't bet on the Jaguars right now either after what I've seen the last 2 weeks. This is just a stay-away game for me. I'm interested in the under 40.5.
I've definitely downgraded the Jags since the beginning of the season. I've also definitely downgraded the Texans more dramatically even since the beginning of the season. So I think it's for me it's Jags or nothing.
Yeah, for me it's nothing.
Fair enough.
I don't trust either one of these teams. Ravens minus 2.5 against the Saints.
I'm
not playing it, but I'm taking the Saints, and I'd actually play the under here, I think.
I would play the under as well, which is why I lean to Baltimore. I think it's going to be Baltimore's kind of football game. If weather is what they've been saying, that it's going to be really windy, I think that plays in for Baltimore. But I'm not going to go crazy on this game. I really like it, but I'm still like, you know, we put all the numbers together, New Orleans on the road. I feel good. But I also think about, man, Baltimore, can you imagine, I mean, are we in 2018, does a great defensive team trump a great offensive team?
Well,
and we don't really know because we haven't seen, there's not many great defensive teams anymore.
No, but here's what would worry me about the Ravens. If the Saints get out to a 14-0 lead, that game's over.
It's over.
Yeah. And I could see that happening, but I could also see the Ravens forcing a couple turnovers. But I just don't see Baltimore being able to score enough points if they get in a hole. So that's why I'm staying away from it. But if I were playing, I'd probably take the Saints, but I'm not going to feel good about it. This next game I have zero feel for, Cowboys-Redskins. Redskins minus one, basically a pick 'em. I got no opinion on this one, man. I really do not have a great feel for either team. I guess if I had to pick one for a spread type thing, I'd take the Redskins, but I can't play this game.
I think I'm leaning towards Redskins here. I'm fading the Cowboys on the road because they've been so horrible.
Their offense on the road has been abysmal. Defensively, they've been pretty good, but the offense has not been good. Rams minus 9.5 at 49ers. I'm pretty sure you could add another 5 to this. I'm taking the Rams. They're going to bounce back with a big effort this week.
Yeah, I don't know. Third straight road game for the Rams kind of turns me off.
It's less roadie, though, being in California. And
yeah.
It's an afternoon game.
I'm not playing the Niners, but I don't think I'm going to play the Rams either. I think both teams are going to score quite a bit. I think over 52 is probably pretty good. But, yeah, I think it's a stay away for me. Anytime a team plays 3 road games in a row, it's kind of almost an automatic stay away for me.
And finally, Monday night, Falcons minus 4 against Giants. Give me every bit of Falcon here.
I'm with you. I mean, they're still bad defensively, but I don't know if the Giants
doesn't
are good
matter.
Enough to take advantage of it. So
doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's the Falcons for me too.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back, we'll get caught up on some of your tweets and texts and other things.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Gulfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. It's Gulfgate time. The savings never stop. Out at Gulfgate Dodge. They're your savings headquarters Monday through Friday and every Sunday. During Ram Power Days at Gulfgate, lease the all-new 2019 Ram Lone Star for only $339 a month. Plus, during Jeep Adventure Days, you can lease the all-new 2018 Jeep Wrangler JL for just $319 a month. They've got the largest Ram inventory in the loop, and they've got a new state-of-the-art service center that's now open, twice the size to service twice the vehicles by their certified technicians. Gulfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, 610 South Loop East and Gulf Freeway, always online at gulfgatedodge.com. 2019 Ram Lone Star, 36-month lease, 10,000 annual miles, 1,000 due at signing. 2018 Jeep Wrangler JL, 36-month lease, 10,000 annual miles, 0 due at signing. Tax, title, and registration. Additional, see dealer for details.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz, live here at Prime Social. And if you get a chance, come out of here, check this place out. Whatever kind of game you like, they've got going. And lots of cash play going on right now. Tournament just wrapped up a few minutes ago. John just tweeted us and said, look what I found, the blimpies. After getting back to the conversation the other day. Man, texter saying I'm being really hard on you for that. Do I not respect your game? And stuff? No, that, honestly, I think that's what makes all of us better is these kind of conversations about how you – like to me, Matt Dean's a gold standard, right? And if I have a in-depth question or even a simple question – then I would ask Matt. And Matt's always going to give you five different things you could do in that situation because usually there is. But, you know, AJ's criticized me for plays, and he's been right, and I've criticized him for plays.
I don't mind it. I mean, it's
how you get better, man.
Yeah. I mean, if I were in the same seat, I'd probably be saying the same thing. Yeah. And it is it's getting to be habitual for me, which is more problematic. But that's
– Well, it's one of those things that you have to remember where – And it's very similar to those tournaments I used to play to try to qualify for bigger tournaments online where they'd take 20 players. Mm-hmm. Well, if I'm the massive chip leader, which sometimes I would be, even with pocket aces, there's no reason for me to get involved with 23 players left with anything.
Yeah.
It's just you're trying to finish 20th. In this case, you're trying to finish 10th. And especially, you know, and if you're a short stack, it's a different animal. So, and then, you know, it's funny, it's like, who's the best players that you play? Well, it's Matt's the best. I mean, AJ, I think, is maybe the best tournament player that I play with now on a regular basis. I mean, today aside, I mean, you still have to play your ass off to get there.
Yeah.
I mean, there are, 11 players left out of 60? And I always said Jerome was the best cash game guy I've played with. And I do think that I really feel like I've become a much better cash player. And maybe it's been at the expense of some of my tournament play. I still feel like I'm pretty good, but I love playing cash now. I just feel like I've made some adjustments that have really made it a lot more fun for me and a lot more profitable. Can you give Bigger Frank a shout-out? There's a Bigger Frank as opposed to a
– Just regular Big Frank?
Medium Frank?
I guess so.
Ballpark Frank?
Ballpark Frank.
Whichever.
That's what I would call him.
Any other thoughts on the Astros? I know we didn't get to everything that you
– No, I mean the reality is the team they lost to was really good. And not to say that they're necessarily better than the Astros are, but sometimes it's how good are you playing at that time. And let's face it, the Astros' best players banged up. Did Bregman offered again, right?
Yeah.
I mean – If he's not – we've said this all along. If he doesn't hit, what happens to this team? And he didn't hit, and you see what happens. So it was it's a tough way to lose, but, you know, you didn't lose to some bummy team. You know,
no,
it's
and they were just kind of out of sync this series. When the hitting was good, the pitching wasn't. When the pitching was good, the hitting wasn't.
And I think, honestly, I don't know how many runs total were really scored because of this, but – there were so many problems with mix-ups between the pitcher and the catcher where we're talking about either wild pitches or pass balls. Have you totaled up how many they had in the series?
No, but I would go with a lot.
It might be double digits, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just crazy. So it sucks to lose, but you know what? You didn't lose to the Devil Rays or you know, some random bum team. That's a pretty good team.
And I miss the Devil Rays.
I do too.
I want to bring that Devil back.
I do too.
I'm a fan of the Devil.
Did you see that the last time David Price picked up a win in a playoff game was when he was playing with the Devil Rays.
Yeah,
a long time ago.
Well, they brought up that series with the Tigers last night that I'd totally forgotten about when the Tigers got swept by the Orioles when they had Verlander, Scherzer, and Price's 1-2-3. I know. You look back, you go, what the hell? And it was funny because they're talking about all the former Tigers, like J.D. Martinez was on there. And it's like all
meanwhile, the Tigers are like the worst team in baseball.
Well, they were pretty good then. They just that one was baffling. But Taylor asked him, what's the difference between tournaments and cash games? Cash games are basically you could sit down and if you bust out, you rebuy, and you can play as long as you want. There's no there's no knockout. In a tournament, you play until one person has all the chips generally. And so there's more forced action in a tournament than a cash game.
Longhorn Dimitri says maybe subconsciously you were rushing to get back to the show. Normally I do feel that way, but I mean,
I didn't think you were worried about that. Cody seemed to be okay with it.
I felt like I had a really good chance to win, and Fred was like, "Dude, trust me, it's fine." So I wasn't even thinking about it. Honestly, I just made a questionable play and got caught.
Cody did a good job, and he was willing to stay as long as he needed to. So
I will say, and that guy ended up with the most chips, obviously, because he had the most, and I had the third most when he doubled up off of me. But I will say, I would have never made that call if I were him. Like,
I hate his call there. I'm not going to lie. But just from your perspective, I wouldn't have. I mean, he should be thinking the same way. It's like, this is going to be a huge dent here, and I'm on the bubble. But you can't trust other players to be smart. And he's probably, I got eights. I'm going to call. Woo.
Yep.
I shove with threes. I'm just going to keep going. And that's why I went stronger against somebody like that than sevens. But, I went through that stretch where I bubbled like four tournaments in a row once. That was when we were in Vegas.
It happens.
And most of the times, twice I did the same thing. There was no reason for me to be involved in the hand. And then twice it was just, I have pocket jacks and go all in and get called by eights, and he gets an eight on the turn. You're just like, okay, all right. That's the poker god slapping me in the in the scrotum. So, but there were a couple times I did the same thing. There was no reason I should have been in the hand, but I'm thinking, okay, if I win this hand, I'm winning the tournament.
Right. That's kind of what I was thinking too.
Yeah.
And even if he folded there, and I take him for 60K, I mean, I'm basically the big stack at that point.
Yeah.
You know? But what are you gonna do? Didn't work out.
Yeah. Well. All right, 713.
By the way, I learned it wasn't a $1,000 mistake. It was about a $1,500 mistake.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not nearly as bad. Oh, wait.
Oh, that's worse. That's worse.
All right. We will we'll have RJ today at 6, so we'll talk more NFL there. Might hit on the colleges a little bit again on the other side here, try to get caught up on that. And then hopefully, we'll have a fun Friday show. I'm trying to cheer people up.
You know what will cheer people up? Some good beer and some good music.
Yes, indeed.
And you can get both of those things out at Carbach. Here's what they're doing. Their second annual Foam Hinge, it's locked in Sunday, November 4th. Gates will open at 1:30. Music will start at 2. They're hosting the second annual Foam Hinge event at the brewery. Eddie Trunk is going to be the host, and the lineup's gone international this year. Rock acts from Australia, UK, Canada, and the United States. Texas Flood, The Sweet, Red Fang, April Wine, and Wolf Mother is going to headline. Tickets are only $23 in advance, $30 at the door. VIP tickets available for $80. That'll get you a separate VIP entrance, a VIP area with optimal view, indoor restrooms, three beers of your choice, access to special tappings, a meet and greet with Eddie Trunk, and a buffet by the Carbach restaurant and patio, which you know is going to be good. Go to CarbachBrewing.com to get your tickets today. And if you haven't made it out, we were there yesterday at the restaurant. The food's as great as ever. Stop by there. Have yourself a meal. Have a couple beers with it. It all pairs really great. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, or pick up your favorite Carbach beer today and tell your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. You know what's funny is, like, we have these conversations about how you play a certain way at a certain point. And we have a lot of listeners who really know their stuff that I learn a lot from, including 832 brings up something that I hadn't thought of, but it makes perfect sense. Says, I know it's only $100 for the bounty, but that'll cause guys to make the calls they would normally make.
Yeah, it will.
Yeah, and I hadn't even really considered that, but, yeah, I mean, I still, with that stack, $100 is, okay. Hey, it's $100.
Yeah, I mean, because that, like I said, that guy's the big stack. He's in line to win over 25. You know, you're not risking 2,500 to go to the very bottom of the pile.
I think a smart person's not, but somebody else is thinking, I get that bounty, woo.
That guaranteed $100. Well, clearly they were fighting over it. That guy won the most and was still fighting over that $100.
Yeah. So there you go. So great point. Thank you, Texter.
Yeah.
Lamont wants to know, what's the difference in poker in Vegas and Texas? I'm asking because, hypothetical, if full-fledged gambling comes to Houston, I don't see how it would change your routine unless you just want to play in a casino environment. The difference is, in Vegas, they take what's called a rake. And basically, so if you're playing in a $100 tournament, let's say, they'll charge you $120. $100 goes in the pool, $20 goes to the
house.
To the house. That's their money. They keep it. And if you're playing a cash game, they'll rake a certain amount out of every pot. Usually it's an exorbitant amount, by the way. And so what they do here is they don't take a rake because that's what's illegal. And in the state of Texas, you and I can bet on anything, Lamont. You and I and AJ can be on the golf course betting hundreds of dollars against each other. As long as there's no rake being taken, as long as the house isn't getting anything for it, doesn't matter because it's just us exchanging our money. So it's perfectly legal. And that's what they've done here, is when you play a tournament here, you play a cash game, we're just exchanging money with each other. You pay to rent the seat, and you pay a membership.
Right.
And that's it. So it wouldn't change anything, frankly. I actually prefer the setup here, the way it is in Texas as opposed to Vegas. So it really wouldn't – a real casino in this city would change nothing for me now, because I don't do other casino games. All I do is poker and horses and sports. I'm not going to have sports legal, but I do have poker. So,
yeah, it would change it for me probably.
Yeah,
well, probably for the worse.
Because you like blackjack.
Because I'm a sucker.
Yeah,
I'm a sucker.
Yeah, but no. In fact, I was thinking next weekend, since the Texans have a Thursday game. I actually have a weekend off now that there's no Astros. Thought about, you know what, maybe go over to Louisiana and spend the weekend and, you know. And I'm like, why do I need to do that? You know,
right.
Just come over here and play a tournament on a Saturday and don't have to worry about driving back 2 hours.
Yeah.
And because the only thing I'll do over there is go in the race book and play poker. So
that's it.
Like, guess what? I can.
So you're good now.
Yeah, I don't really need any of it because I can play poker anytime I want and I can go out to the racetrack anytime I want.
Right.
So I'm not as big on, let's get more gambling now, because I've got what I want.
It'd be nice if there was legalized sports betting
here. Yeah, it would, but I also, I got my bookie, so I'm not too worried about it. But what time and location for the pub crawl? Go to ESPN975.com and click on the pub crawl. It gives you all the information. So, yeah, and same guy brings up a real good point. If you play one hand an hour, it costs more here. That is true. But it also costs less if you're playing a higher dollar game. You're not paying the rake you're paying in Vegas.
Right.
So if you're playing 1-3, you're paying a little more. But, I'm also – and I for a cash game, man, I'm probably one hand an hour, maybe two.
Right.
But I'm playing for that one that's going to double me up, and I got a bunch of money, and then – that's all I'm really looking for.
Right.
Is one big hand in a cash game. And, in 3 hours is kind of my limit. And I might play five hands in those 3 hours. But if I get two of them that are what I want, very happy. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. So, I guess it depending on what stake you're playing for, it could be better for cash. Tournament, though, it's basically the same thing. So I'm just happy we have it. I'm happy to be here. We've got some really good clubs in the city now, and there's – it's fun to come out here and see this, and I think Yeah, and talking to some of my friends in Vegas, it seems like poker is better here now than it is there in terms of as many rooms as we have, the games that are being played. Vegas is really de-emphasizing poker, and a lot of guys who play out there professionally have been telling me there's great opportunities here to come down and make money in some of these games, but you're also facing better players than you do out there. So 713-780-ESPN is your number. Jason said, my best explanation for how poker works in Texas is to compare it to a pool hall. You pay for the time you play. Anything that happens on the tables between the players only.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it. It's a better description than I had. See? Someone wants to know, can you go to places like Prime and watch? I think you still have to get a
membership
to get in. But, yeah, you can stand. There's a lot of people standing around watching. I watched AJ today. Of course, I was doing a show here, so I don't know if that counts. But
also remember, it's going to make people uncomfortable if you're just watching. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. I just kind of poke over to see what your stack looks like and then leave.
But if you were some stranger standing there watching, I'd be like, hey, well, what the hell?
Yeah. Although, I'm used to being watched by strangers. It's creepy, but it happens all the time.
Well, you're a hot dude. I'm trying to just play poker.
Not me, man. Not me. I'm just a less hideous dude than I was a few weeks ago. Somebody says, wish there was limit hold'em. You can play more hands.
They have limit games.
They do have limit games here. I am not a limit guy, and I know it a lot depends on the era you kind of came up, because older guys, I mean older than me, all right,
right,
like really old, they love limit. But when they play no limit, they play it the same way, and you can't get rid of them. You cannot bet them off a hand no matter how hard you try, because they're playing it like a limit game. And sometimes that's good, and sometimes it's not, because they'll hit their draws. When I actually started, 7-card stud was the game.
Yeah.
And I love 7-card stud. Can't play it anywhere anymore. But then it was hold'em, and now, man, like I said, pot limit Omaha is becoming the big thing. 832, what's up with Fertitta and Caesars getting together? I've only read a little bit about that. I think you're going to see more, like, because MGM is so... The MGM properties have kind of...
They've taken over the whole strip.
They have. And so I think you'll see some other big mergers. And that one would make some sense. I know Harrah's is looking at some other properties too. So I think you're going to see more mergers like that. And it kind of makes sense, I think, if you're Tillman. All right, 713-780-ESPN's your number. I wanted to get some college football lines there. We just got sidetracked.
That's all right.
But there are a lot of people asking about opinions on certain games. If we don't get to them today, 6 o'clock hour yesterday on the podcast, we hit just about everything, including how much Brad loved Stanford last night. That worked out.
Did it? I forgot that he was a Stanford. He was on Stanford.
Yeah, he was on Stanford. I actually made a small bet on him.
Arizona State did everything they could to not win that game.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's your coach.
Yeah.
I mean, you knew that was – it's funny, they got off the good start, and everybody's, oh, maybe Herm Edwards knows what he's doing.
Maybe not.
Maybe not. There are some games that I'll hit on real quick here, because we've got a couple minutes before we get to the gym of the day. I mentioned I like Cincinnati +3.5 at Temple. I already have my ticket on that. I like Central Florida against East Carolina. I saw what Houston did to East Carolina last week. Central Florida is better than Houston.
Yeah.
And they're going to be pissed because they almost lost last week. So I like them quite a bit. I'm on Florida International against Rice. That's my pick for our station thing. -23.5 is the number.
I like that too.
That's one of my better. And Fresno. I love Fresno. 13.5.
Fresno's high on my list too.
I got that ticket at 13.5. So those are the games I like best. I've got a play on Hawaii, which is oppo of what Brad said yesterday, which, okay, we'll see how that works out. Usually I don't like that, but I still have some conviction about the bet. He also liked Oklahoma -8 against TCU quite a bit.
Yeah.
So
I like Utah tomorrow night. 6.5, 7, it's the same thing to me. I'm not a believer in Clay Helton on the road, and I'm not a believer in Clay Helton as an underdog. I was reading something like, as a favorite, USC's record is unbelievable with Clay Helton. As an underdog, They're 1-10 straight up, 1-10 against the spread. I mean,
I think we call that a trend, sir.
Yeah, and the home road splits, the dog favorite splits, everything says that USC won't show up here. So I'm counting on that. You know, you mentioned the Fresno game that's really high on my list this week. I love that game.
I'm glad you put me onto them. It was about 3 weeks ago, and I started paying a lot more attention to them, and they've just been – they're like Florida International. They've been an ATM all year.
They're a cover
year.
Machine, man. Yeah. I don't know if I like it now that it's 17.5. If it drops back down to 17, I'll probably play Washington. I know their season's over, but Colorado, without their best player, I don't know how they're going to score points. And from what I understand, Chanoa is not going to play, and he's a game changer for them. I'm with you on Florida International. I wanted to be with you. I know earlier in the week you were talking about Navy. It's kind of a stay away for me at this point.
The only side you can play is Navy if you're playing it. I also could see it's one of those games where if UH gets out and scores fast early, then they're going to wind up covering. But that defense is so bad. If Navy gets on the field and eats clock, just like Tulsa did, but even then, they put up 24 points in a heartbeat.
Right,
and that's what scares me a little bit.
I'll be on Duke -7.
Okay.
Against Virginia. I like the over in the Michigan game, over 40.5, Michigan State, which is kind of my way of hedging against, you know, it's kind of my way of saying I think Michigan wins, but not really saying it.
Yeah, what is it, 10-0 for Michigan State against Michigan?
Yeah.
Against the spread?
I like Eastern Michigan against Ball State. Eastern Michigan, who's played a much tougher schedule than Ball State. Ball State's done nothing. They're really, really horrible. And they're Eastern Michigan's only giving 3 in that game. I like that. I like the over in the Ohio State-Purdue game. And I'm starting to come around. I may end up playing Tennessee +29.
Ooh.
It with Tua questionable. I know he's going to play.
Yeah.
But I imagine they're going to be way more careful with him than usual, which means maybe he only plays 2 quarters instead of 3. And if that's the case, 29's a lot on the road, even though Tennessee sucks.
Yeah, they do, although... You know, a pretty good win last week for them. Maybe they're turning around a little bit.
I don't think so. I think they're garbage.
They're
garbage, but I'm probably going to bet on them.
Interesting. Well, that's one of those, sometimes you have to hold your nose, right? We always say that. But I really feel good about the games that I've got out there this week. So,
are you going to play the LSU-Mississippi State game?
I don't know. If I do, I know LSU fan doesn't want to hear this, I'd probably be on the Mississippi State side.
Same, but I don't think I'm going to play.
But I think I'm just going to sit and enjoy it while I'm drinking on the pub crawl.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a break. You know what I'm going to do, though, on the way to break?
You're going to give away something.
I'm going to give it away now. Well, not now, at 5:48. We'll take the 10th caller at 5:48. Don't start calling at 5:47:57. You're going to win 3 Thrive Plus sample bottles.
Nice.
Thrive Plus, the after alcohol aid, is designed to specifically mitigate the negative effects of alcohol by replacing lost vitamins and providing your liver with what it needs to break down alcohol and its toxic byproducts. You don't need to know all that. You just need to know if you take it, you're going to feel better the next morning. It's the patented solution to help you recover. 2 tablets before bed or after your last beverage. Here's your chance to check it out for free. You win the 3-bottle sample now. For more information or to purchase Thrive Plus, log on to DecideThrive.com.
Still Snoop Dogg and D.I. Guess who's back?
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hey, last chance, go get those pub crawl tickets. Just go to ESPN975.com, HDXpubcrawl.com. It's going to be fun tomorrow. I don't know what the weather's going to be like, but we'll be inside. So, come find me. I'll probably be I'm not sure which bar I'll be in most. I know we're meeting it starts at Dean's, so I'll be there first. But then I'll probably tweet out what bar I'm hanging out at, so people, if you want to come by and say hello, you'll know where I am. Because I'm probably not doing all of them. I'm going to do like three or four maybe, but I'll find one that I just kind of hang out at. And please check out sportsmap.com today because it really is the greatest sports website ever. Charlie Polillo's column is up kind of on wrapping up the Astros and looking ahead to next year. Dives into some of the things they're going to have to do. Matt Peralt has his week 7 plays from Vegas. I hope they're better than they've been.
He lives in Vegas. He's an expert.
He went after my man Joel on Twitter earlier this week, so I'm gonna just make sure people know you might want to do better.
Yeah,
I like Matt, but you know what? You come after my guy. We got a little beef. Cody Stute's six pack has Jaguars, Texans, lots of other stuff. Harris County Houston Sports Authority insider from Patty Smith has a lot of the Love You Blue Oilers giving back, and you got Juggy Trey's NASCAR. Some Ken Hoffman stuff that we added as well, Memorial Park makeover. Lots of good stuff today, so if you're depressed over the Astros, just ignore the first story and go read some of the other stuff. It's really, really good. Man, I'm kind of hoping that the wife tells me she wants to go out with her friends tonight. I'd like to go sit here and play cash for a couple hours.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm feeling it. So, Jim from Tuscaloosa says, don't do it, AJ. Don't bet on Tennessee. Look at the snap count. Two only averages a quarter and a half. Jalen can take us home anyway, Roll Tide.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to trust a Roll Tide guy telling me to bet. If it's your team and you're telling me to bet your team, I tend to believe you less than you telling me to bet the other team.
I mean, and Alabama's been subpar against the spread this year. As dominant as they've been,
yeah,
they haven't been great against the spread, although they did cover last week.
Yeah, by what? A point?
A point.
Yeah.
All right. Because they got a safety.
Yeah. Let's do the Zadok Jewelers gem of the day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
All right. This story is pretty disgusting.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Some students decided they were going to bring cookies to school.
Okay.
To share with their classmates. They were not normal cookies. Care to guess?
I'm not going to go with weed.
No, because they would be your best friend.
Right. They put something gross in it, like poop.
Not poop.
Boogers.
Grosser than both, in my opinion.
Ooh, what?
What would be about...
Semen?
No, even grosser than that.
Oh. I don't know.
How about the ashes of your dead grandparents?
Oh, no.
Apparently, they... this allegedly happened. High school students sprinkled in their grandparents' ashes, and people ate the cookies. Man, you know it'd be bad if one of those kids starts eating one. Hey, this tastes like your grandma. No, that wouldn't. You wouldn't.
No.
But apparently they brought them to Da Vinci High School to share with their fellow classmates. Apparently 9 students ingested the cookies. Someone said these cookies taste old. Davis Police Lieutenant Paul Doroshoff said, no, this is a weird one. I've not heard of anyone getting sick or anybody being harmed as far as physically, psychologically by this. I don't know. I'd be pretty scarred.
Yeah.
If you tell me, oh, yeah, you just ate my grandmother.
That would probably mess me up.
Yeah. Or worse, you just ate my grandfather.
Right.
I don't know. You don't know which one it is. It may be both. But, yeah, that's some students knew beforehand and still consumed the cookies.
Oh, no. The dead grandparent cookies?
Yes.
They knew that's what it was?
Yes. Oh, man. Andy Knox, a student at the school, said he was going to his environmental science class when a girl in the same class offered him a cookie. When she told him there was a special ingredient, he assumed it was marijuana.
God.
Said, I didn't believe her until she pulled out the urn. So these kids are carrying the urn around that they took the ashes from for these cookies.
Jeez.
He ate the cookie, despite knowing that there was human remains baked inside. Said, if you ever ate sand as a kid, you know, you can kind of feel it crunching between your teeth. So there was a little tiny bit of that. No, that's, that might have been grandma's spleen you were eating.
Yeah. That's gross.
Yeah. Okay. I did warn you. So let this be a lesson. By the way, what kids are doing this intentionally?
That's horrible.
Oh, yeah, let's do this. That's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, guys, if you're going to put something in your mouth, you want something good.
Right.
Yeah. You want something that's going to taste great, that's awesome.
It doesn't have dead bodies in it.
It doesn't have dead bodies in it. Well, it has dead pig body.
Yeah, that's okay.
Does that count? But no humans were harmed in the making of this. No, guys, if you're going to be grilling this weekend, tailgating, anything, Zumo's is the place to go. Since 1908, they have been making the best sausage in Texas. And started in Beaumont. They're all over Houston now. They're killing it here. And Ryan and the guys over there, man, the family's been doing this since 1908. The Party Time sausage, I absolutely loved. I love. The recipe's been passed down from generation to generation. Made from the highest quality ingredients, perfectly blended spices, hickory smoked for 4 hours for a truly genuine southern taste. I use that for breakfast. We've used it on homemade pizza. There's all kinds of things you can do with that. The boudin's fantastic. It can be grilled, smoked, steamed, or broiled. And the andouille sausage, man, you want Cajun, they got you covered. It's great in gumbos. It's great with red beans and rice or just straight off the grill. And you can also mix it with Zumo's boudin for just an ultimate Cajun-style meal. So here's the deal. If you're wondering where you can get your Zumo's, head to your local grocery store. I know they have it at HEB, Kroger's, and Fiesta. I know all those have it. So all you got to do is look for Z-U-M-M-O on the package. And by the way, deer season right around the corner here. If you want to get your deer processed, you can do that with them too. Drop-off locations in Houston and in Beaumont. So there's a great place they're going to make fantastic meat out of your deer. That's Zumo's, Z-U-M-M-O. Make sure you pick it up when you go to your HEB or wherever. And